The IRS stands up what it hopes will be a way to get an early start at defending against tax refund fraud. The Identity Theft Tax Refund Fraud Information Sharing and Analysis Center, that's a mouthful, they call it the ISAC, will be a place for federal and state officials and their industry partners to share information on potential fraud schemes. With more about the center and what to expect, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So tell us about this ISAC. Let's not say all those words again.
It's a very long title. So the ISAC is set to launch in 2017, and while it won't be fully operational just quite yet, this is a step forward from last year when the IRS was just talking about the potential for something like this. Now, what the center will do is provide a place where the IRS and its partners in the Security Summit, which I'll explain in a minute, can share information about potential schemes. The idea is to be able to use the center's early warning system to flag anything suspicious early on in a fraud's lifeline and share that warning with partners, and then everyone can do what they need to do to beef up their own defenses.
The Security Summit, what is that?
The summit is a partnership among federal, state tax officials, and industry leaders in the tax industry. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen convened this summit for the first time in 2015. It's voluntary, but strongly encouraged, because the idea is that if you're a state not on the list, then that's where all the tax criminals are going to go target. Koskinen says 40 out of the 44 states with an income tax have already signed on for its memorandum of understanding to follow summit standards, and the other four states are participating in some way. So the center launches next year, and Koskinen says it's really going to be a big step forward.
So what we've been working on with all the partners is this standardization of participation in the ISAC and what the expectation of partners are. And we've come to a general conclusion and agreement across the board that it's important for us all to use the ISAC to the extent we can to see how more effective we can be in not only collecting data but analyzing it and sharing the information back out. And so a key part of that is everyone's agreement that participants in the ISAC will provide data in as well as receive data out so that it will be a total sharing environment.
All right, so that is the commissioner himself, Mr. Koskinen. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what else did you learn about their plans for next year?
IRS officials say they're expanding the W-2 form verification code initiative from 2 million forms to 50 million forms, and they expect to continue that expansion in future years for all of those forms. Now, the taxpayer experience won't be any different when filling out a return. They just need to input the authentication code when they're prompted to do so. New data elements are also being introduced, and a data element is a piece of digital information from a tax return that IRS officials use to review something like the time it takes to complete a return to see whether or not a computer mechanized
almost like
fraud.
A marker that follows it through.
Right. And all this is being done because the IRS wants to build on the progress it's made in fighting tax fraud. Koskinen shared that the agency has more than halved the number of new reports of identity theft from about 512,000 in 2015 to about 237,000 in the first 9 months of this year. Now, the IRS also reported a roughly 50% cut in the number of fraudulent tax returns that made it into the agency's processing system, which helped to save more than $4 billion.
Does the IRS have the budget and the manpower to carry out these ISAC plans?
Well, that's a good question, because if there's one thing that's certain, aside from death and taxes, it's that the IRS has had its struggles with congressional funding. All of this costs money, and funding for the IRS has dropped by more than $1 billion over the past 6 years. And last year, the IRS received an additional roughly $300 million. But the Appropriations Committee over in the House has suggested cutting the IRS budget this upcoming year by about $236 million. So I asked the commissioner about this, and this is what he said.
We are hoping that in the discussions around the omnibus bill, when the Congress comes back, that we can have a similar discussion with the Hill about the critical nature of a number of initiatives in these same areas, taxpayer service, identity theft, refund fraud, because we are constrained, and it does limit to some extent what we can do. But security of our returns, the filing season, is our highest priority, and so we have done everything we can to make sure that our cybersecurity protections don't suffer and that we do whatever we can to protect the data of taxpayers and to protect taxpayers. But it causes us significant constraints in terms of our overall operations, and there are some limitations as to what we're able to do with the funding. We're still $900 million below where we were 6 years ago.
That was IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. And like you said, we'll have to see what happens with appropriations when Congress comes back into town.
Now, did he mention anything about taxpayer customer service? That was the big issue last year when they made some improvement over the year before, because he said that the additional money from Congress would be thrown towards that. Did that come up in the security discussion?
A little bit. It was more, I guess, because of security, that will help down the road customer service. This was more of a focus on, okay, this is how we're going to, you know, flag potential taxpayer fraud and tax refund fraud.
Because a lot of the states were actually ahead of the IRS in getting around that problem. Admittedly, they have a smaller taxpayer base. It's an easier problem because of the smaller numbers. But in many ways, the IRS, I think, is still learning from states on techniques for preventing all of this.
Right. During this briefing, the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, she got on, Julie McGee, and she was saying, you know, we had more tax fraud flags going up than we knew what to do with. And so we all met together and figured out what we needed to do, but we didn't share that with anybody. And so the whole idea is, you know, as part of this summit, that people share, you know, what were, you know, best practices and warnings and that kind of thing, so that everybody benefits from that. And that's why the commissioner said, you should really join this group. It's not, you know, it's voluntary, but you're going to have a big target on your back if you're not part of this summit, because then that's where all the criminals are going to go and find you.
Well, that's right. If they share their information and everyone has a certain set of fraudulent returns that they can flag, who knows? It could be the same smaller number of groups behind all of the fraud across all the states.
Right.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.